This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's your boy Ty here with you, the director of Warren's World. So stay tuned and listen to what we got next coming up for you.
Welcome back to another Warren's World with your host, Alexis. Have you ever thought about musical capabilities or even doing teamwork-related things with your friends? Well, this is for you. Today, I have with me two members of Tri-M, Kristen Tyler and Elijah Messer. Thank you guys for coming today. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, I'm going to get this started off for you guys. So, you guys have been able to have outstanding musical capabilities, and you guys are involved with your school through your own dedication and teamwork. So what is Tri-M, if you don't mind me asking?
Tri-M is a honor society based off of music. People who are in honors classes like honors band, symphony orchestra, and chambers, I believe.
The highest choir. Mm-hmm. And basically it is like National Honor Society, but when you earn points, you have to earn points doing music related things. Like if you want to earn points, you have to maybe work or volunteer at a performing arts event, teach music classes at another school, but it all has to be surrounded by music or performing arts, hence the name Tri-M Music Society. So basically going out in the community and, you know, spreading your talent in the music world with being an honor student.
That is honestly really cool. What do you guys learn when you guys are a part of this group?
We learn how to be a better person doing things that for like the society. Like for instance, you might play at a senior citizen's home. We might just like do just daily helpful things in our lives that make us better people.
It also teaches us that, you know, in the world, music is really everything. Without music, the world would be so bland. By going out in the public, going out in the community and, you know, showing our musical talents to strangers and people we don't know, it brings a lot of light and color to the community in the city around.
Well, so you guys do definitely a lot of hands-on community things, which is good because I know not a lot of groups have the opportunity you guys have to go out into your community. So you guys definitely learned about master teamwork and collaboration as you all advance your understanding in music. Honestly, that is very cool to me. Not only that, but how does being a part of Tri-M help lay a groundwork for your future career that you want to do?
Being a part of Tri-M looks great on applications to music schools such as
Juilliard.
But it gives you an outlook on how music transforms in your life throughout years. Like just now, I mean, now it can just be like just, you know, band class, but other times it can be like studying.
It can flourish into something so much greater than just merely a band class or merely a choir class or just singing.
Yeah. So I hear to be a part of Tri-M, you guys can't just sign an application and just be in. What is the application process like for you guys?
Well, basically you have to be recommended, one, by your music director.
Yes.
And you have to, you know, get multiple signatures from different teachers who feel as if that this student would be great for this position. You can't just go up there and say, well, I don't like this student, I'm going to sign it anyway. No, you have to recommend personally that this student goes over and beyond in their classes. So I know they'll go over and beyond in this, you know, this group, this society with other students. It's a great opportunity that and a great feeling that you actually get picked, hand-picked from your teachers and from your director that you actually be chosen for this group.
Ooh, sounds fancy. So do you guys have like a ceremony after you guys have been taught that? Have you guys been told that you guys have been accepted into the group?
Yes, we have an induction ceremony that goes on in the pack.
All right.
We get an out certificate of
a membership card,
and we get this little pin. It just shows that we're in Tri-M and we can get into any performing arts show for free.
With the Tri-M card. Well, the catch, that is perfectly all right. Not a lot of groups that have a part in school, they do not have a fancy ceremony. You guys have a whole fancy ceremony from what it sounds like. You guys, all right, so like, how long have each of you guys been a part of Tri-M?
This is my second year in it. We've actually had the Tri-M Honor Society at the school, I believe, for 3 years, and this is my second year doing it.
Ooh. Yeah. And what about you, Mr. Elijah?
This is my first year. Because I am a sophomore. You can only join when you're a sophomore. It's only available for grades 10 and up.
Right.
Ay caramba.
Yes, Alexis, ay caramba indeed.
But that's a lot if you ask me. So, okay, what is it like being your first year in Triumph?
For me, it's fun because what I thought it was nothing when it happened. I thought it was like all serious. But yes, we are serious. More of a group of people who are just like you, and we can just like play games, bring food to share. We talk about the plans and some activities that we're going to do for some months ahead. Yeah, it's a really fun group, and I would recommend it for anybody who's in any honors classes, any honors, music honors classes.
Marvelous, marvelous. And for you, Miss Kristen Tyler, you've been in this for 2 years, and how do you feel about this?
Well, you know, my first year going into it, I was rather stressed because I was worried about how am I going to get these points, how am I supposed to get these points music related, this doesn't make sense, how to get a certain amount of points, or I'm not going to get my course for senior year. They actually make it really easy for you, and you know, they give a lot of leeway on how you can earn points. Like for example, at my church, I sing in the choir and I dance, and that can earn you points. You can play about half an hour or an hour, and I can earn you points right there. And the point system is actually really easy if you actually look and find the point opportunities out there. And they actually give you a whole bunch of point opportunities that you can do when we have our meeting. So there's never a time where you should be scrambling for points, because they always have an opportunity. You can just reach up and grab them all the time. So this year, I'm kind of more relaxed with it. I'm kind of, okay, let me do what I need to do. Let me take my time. Well, not take my time, but let me, you know, be in control of how I get my points and not be stressed out.
Okay, so you guys talk about points. What are points, and how is it significant to your membership and being in Triumph?
Well, basically, points are just like you're accumulating different things, like talent, basically different activities that you did to help in the community. Different things that you did as a Triumph student, earning those hours.
At the end of the semester, you tally up your points to see how many points you get. And if you have enough points, you stay in the program. However, the sad part is if you do not get enough points, then we're no longer allowed to stay in the program.
Well, that's a pro and con situation. If there are people looking to join, what advice can you both give to them that are looking to join?
Just join with, you know, an open mind, knowing that it's not going to be all serious. You shouldn't be stressed. Join knowing that you're going to be around musicians, talented musicians, musicians that love to have fun and that love to be there. Don't just join just because, oh, I'm just doing this to be included in something. Join because if you're really passionate about it. I'm really passionate about Triumph. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys both for coming out and enlightening us about Triumph. Be sure and come out and give your support to them through this road of their Triumph Society group. And thank you guys for both coming, and I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you too, man.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for having us. I love you.
No problem. I'm Alexis, and this has been another session of Warren's World. Save time and see it our way, the Warrior Way.
That was just the beginning. Stay tuned because we have more in store.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome to another edition of the Warren's World Podcast. I'm here with Mr. Clark for another Warren's World interview. We have got talking about Dean's Ambassador. So I really don't know much about Dean's Ambassador. I know it has something to do with just tutoring. So if you want to explain.
Tutoring programs. Dean's Ambassador specifically is on Mondays after school. Every Monday that we have school, we have Dean's Ambassadors. We meet immediately after school in the Mediaplex, and we stay until 3:30. It's a place to work on any kind of assignments, any kind of homework. We have the school counselors there. We have our graduation coach and our school social worker to help out with anything we can help out with.
So how long has Dean Ambassador been going on here at Warren Central?
This is for the class of 2023. So we started it right around fall break when they started getting their first set of grades. We actually started Dean's Ambassadors. We were the senior team last year, the class of 2019. Mm-hmm. So we actually started Dean's Ambassador last year for the seniors, carried it over to our incoming freshmen this year.
So it's pretty much brand new, because I know they had we have tutoring for freshmen, sophomores. So is that for juniors and seniors or just seniors?
So this year, it's just for freshmen. Last year, we were the 2019 team, mm-hmm. and it was for them. Now that we're the 2023 team, Dean's Ambassador is for our current freshmen.
Because I know it was something like Get Up Tutoring.
Gear Up is for our sophomores.
So now it's switched for, okay, so that makes a lot more sense.
Right, so the tutoring follows the kids. So the freshmen last year had gear up. Now they are sophomores, and gear up has followed them up to sophomore level.
So well, so how well did it do last year for the seniors that were graduating? How well did the, how much improvement was there?
We got a lot of benefit out of it. I mentioned this was one of three, and really the best one, in my opinion, is our Super Saturday School, because that we have English, math, and science teachers at. Plus, it's just not as much going on. There's not after-school activities. There's a lot more time. So both of the programs were very successful in helping get those seniors who are right on the borderline up above and on stage at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Nice. So also, I know it helps with sports because there's a lot of teams. Like, so how does it help for, like, because we're in the winter sports.
Sure.
So how does that help for basketball, swimming, and all those sports?
So many coaches will let this replace the mandatory study tables. If your teammates are distracting, if you're not getting the help that you need at the study tables, this can stand in and replace your study tables. Also, it helps your overall GPA. We need that 2.33 for college NCAA eligibility. We need that 2.5 for 21st century. So we're helping keep your GPA up so you have those options on the table when the time comes.
Nice. So other things about Dean's Ambassador, is it just tutoring or what else goes along with the program?
I think with our team, we try to meet you where you are. So if you need tutoring, yes, come for tutoring. If you need help with food, with clothing, if you need someone to talk to, I think it's a place for what you need. So come to us. We'll be able to help out with wherever you are and what you need at that time.
So is it teachers, like, or is it like kind of like substitute teachers or like actual teachers that are helping? Because I know that's one thing with tutoring, you know, there's not always actual teachers in there helping.
Right. So Dean's Ambassador is a peer-led tutoring. So we have students helping students. The adults there are myself and Ms. Schwering, the counselors for the cohort, our graduation coach, Ms. Bush, and our school social worker, Mr. Williams. So we will absolutely help where we can. But it's more of a student helping student, student led. Now the other two, the one at Braeburn Village, that is led by retired teachers. So that has some actual help. Yep, 4 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays, food provided. And then the Super Saturday on one Saturday a month, that has English, math, and science teachers.
So do you know when the next one is for the Super Saturday?
So February 22nd, not tomorrow, the 15th, but a week from tomorrow, February 22nd, from 10 a.m. to noon. And that is actually open to all grade levels. So anybody, freshman through senior, is more than welcome to come and get some help.
Nice. So what about, how's the attendance? Like, because I know probably when it first started out, wasn't much attendance. How's the attendance grown over this course of a year?
Dean's Ambassadors has more than doubled in our attendance of from even from this semester. When we started the day after, or the week after Martin Luther King Day. So the 28th of January. And from the January 28th until Monday, our attendance has doubled. So we're getting more kids. We're getting the word out. Saturdays, we have had roughly, we've had two so far, and we've had roughly 40 at each session of that, 40 students. So it's a good opportunity to get some help with not a lot of people there. Braeburn, I think that one's been smaller attended, more in the single digits. So you can really get some good help with the Braeburn option on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So which one have you seen, like, which one, like, is probably, like, the most popular? I'm guessing probably the Tuesday, Thursday one.
I actually would say that the Super Saturday is most popular because it's not a weekday, so we're not having to worry about dinner, after school activities. It's a Saturday morning, so we can get here pretty early. And Braeburn, that's awesome that they're doing that, but not everybody knows where Braeburn is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows where Warren is. So everybody's able to get up here on that Saturday morning and get some help with that.
The Braeburn one's interesting because I know they have one where it's like all around, where it's like middle school, elementary, and high school, but I didn't know there was like a, is it like a separate one or is it still, or is it what I'm referring to?
From what I was told, it was supposed to be high school. But maybe they weren't getting the numbers, so they have expanded it to help more students.
Pretty sure they have because there's not a lot of high, well, there is high schoolers there, but there's not as much as there was. But I know, I just seen, we see middle schoolers and elementary kids there, and I've been there before because I used to live there, so I used to go to it. So, yeah.
I mean, I think that's great because now you can bring your little brother or sisters, really make it a whole family affair and get the help that's needed.
So, which one do you think, like, gives out the most help or which, because they all three, but.
Right. I like this Dean's Ambassadors because it's every week. Every Monday that we have school, we're having Dean's Ambassadors. As far as the most actual help, I think that's the Super Saturdays where we have the English teacher, we have the math teacher, the science teacher, and they're there to help you with the assignments that you bring. So I like the consistency of the Dean's Ambassadors. I like the teachers being at our Super Saturday.
So you get more teachers for the Super Saturday than you would for like the weekday, because there's like board meetings and all that, so it's kind of hard to get those teachers down there. It's understandable.
Right.
So it was formed last year for the seniors, so next year will be like a sophomore thing.
Correct.
And then so it's just pretty much how they go through, and then you'll get a new group of kids eventually.
And then the current senior class of Mr. Steimel, Mr. Geimer, Miss Lindenberg, Mr. Green, they'll be the new freshman counselors. They'll restart.
Yeah.
And so they'll bring their programs for the new incoming class of 2024.
So each like grade level has their own tutoring, though.
Kind of does their own thing, right.
All right, so these are all like, is this all for freshmen?
These are all for freshmen. The Dean's Ambassador on Monday, the Braeburn on Tuesday, Thursday, and the Super Saturdays, one Saturday a month.
All right. Mr. Clark, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Make sure you do go out to Dean's Ambassador if you are a freshman. All three of them are great programs. Make sure you check out our other podcasts like Inside the Huddle, Warren's Insanity. We've got plenty of other things to listen to. That was another edition of the Warren's World Podcast.
This is DJ Tyre with you, and you're listening to the best podcast that we have to offer right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Keep telling yourself that. Okay, that's enough.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another episode of Warren's World. It's DJ Jules, and today I have a very special guest with me. She was featured on another episode of NHS, so can you please reintroduce yourself and the class that you're in?
Hi, I'm Ruby Barrera, and I'm currently taking a course in AP Computer Science.
So, Ruby, can you please break it down and tell us what computer science is and what you do in the class?
Well, computer science is the study of, you know, science and computers, and in the class, we're, like, currently, you know, experimenting and, like, trying to program in different languages and trying to see more aspects of that field.
So what exactly do you have to know to be in computer science? Because I like, do they teach you everything, or do you have to be like good at like math, or you have to be good at like programming, or what would you say?
Well, for the first computer science class, Computer Science 1, that one's a pretty simple class, like for anyone to join. It's just coding games, but it's a really simple like coding language on a software. Anybody can do it. So, yeah. And no classes are required for that class.
So how did you get involved? Did you take Computer Science 1, or like did someone recommend it to you? Like, how did you find out about
someone it? Someone recommended for me because I was in engineering, but that wasn't really my, like, I wasn't really interested in that.
You weren't, so. Yeah, you weren't interested in it.
Yeah, so someone suggested Computer Science, so I did that sophomore year, and I've been taking it since then.
So did you talk to your counselor about it? Like, you would have to, like, tell your counselor, like, this is the class I want to take?
Yes.
So do you guys, it's only one class, right? Like, there's no, like, two teachers who teach it?
No, there's only one teacher because not a lot of people do it. So it's just Computer Science 1, Computer Science 2, Web Design, and AP Computer Science, and Computer Science 3 after you're done with AP.
So do you think they look for, like, something, like, do you think... Well, because I know you said there's only one teacher. Do you think that teacher looks for anything specific in the people he chooses to be or in computer science?
Well, for computer science, it's really difficult how well that he thinks you will do, because when you're coding, it depends, like, you know, how well you do it, how fast you pick up on it, like the languages and how you're learning on it, because after that, it just gets harder and harder and they add more. So it just kind of depends how you are, like, you have to be, like...
How fast you can, like, adapt to things.
Yeah, and, like, you just have to pick it up in your...
So...
Like, you have to get the way of thinking, because it's not, like, normal, like, math. But it's, like, kind of, like...
Advanced?
It involves math. Yeah, it's weird when you're programming.
So do you think it's, like, complicated?
Yeah, you have to think of, like, you know, the syntax of how you're going to code it, how it's going to work, and that function.
So, speaking of, like, you saying that it is difficult, like, do you know exactly how many students are in a class of computer science? Like how much would you estimate? Because I know you said the most people don't take the class.
Well, the teacher that I have, he's, like, does the most computer science classes. So, because he's doing the computer science classes, he's doing Computer Science 1. He's a teacher of Computer Science 2. He's a teacher of Computer Science 3. He's a teacher of the Computer Science AP class. So he does all of them. So there's like, you know, 30 just a mixture each class.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. So what would you think, or what would you say is your favorite thing about computer science? Because I mean, obviously I feel like being in computer science would probably make you stressed out, but what are some things that you enjoy about the class?
It does make me stressed out when, like, I'm working on something and it's not working how I planned. But when I finally do get it, it just, that makes me excited. Also, working on a game, just coding it, it makes me excited to, like, program it. And then when it does come out, I get the final result, and that makes me happy.
So this year, how many, like, coding projects have you, like, completed?
Well, last semester I was learning Java, which is really high-level programming language. And we've done, like, a couple games, not, like, games, but, like, just simple ones that we can do and projects during first semester. But this year we've been on an official, like, software that people in technology and, like, advanced technology and, like, the real world, they use, like, IntelliJ, which is what we're using. And we're using that one, so we just started this year with that. And we're programming on that, and currently we've been doing Pong, Space Invaders, and another one, I forgot the name. But right now I'm currently working on my own project that we have to work on ourselves, and I'm doing Brick Breakers.
So what would you say has been your favorite game that you've coded?
Brick Breakers, because it's my own, and I'm doing it on my own. So
it's your own game?
Not my own game, but, like, I have to recreate it, like, on my own without his help. Like, for
oh, so this is, like, a solo, like, you without help.
Right? Yeah, usually.
So it's, like, you, like, basically everything you've learned so far and bringing it into one game.
Yeah, first semester we just learned, he taught us, like, everything. Not everything, but, like, the basics. And this year he's been, like, we've been doing, like, you know, games with him. Like, he projects his thing, and then we program with him. So, like, we're doing it, like, interacting the whole class and him. But this week he let us go solo, and like we're all doing recreating a game in our own programming.
So speaking of that, would you say the work is more like solo, or do you guys like also, or is it maybe a combination of everything?
It's a combination. He teaches you like one aspect, and then he lets you go on your own project, and then after you're done he reviews it, you know. He helps you with any mistakes like you did, and then you correct that, and then if you learn it, you know, you use that in your next game, and it just goes on.
So is there, well, I know you said that you're working on one of the games right now. Is there anything else coming up besides that game, like that you know of, if there's like any like future projects that he's talked about?
Not now, but I think we're going to do a couple more games with him and without him, and then after that we're going to start a 1 month before the semester ends on our final project that we're going to spend like about 2 months on that ourselves.
So do you guys have like any field trips, or like any, have you guys had any people come in talk to you guys, or has it just been like class based?
He took us one field trip this year on a company to SEP, which is a technology company.
So what would you say was your favorite memory of going on that field trip? Like, did you see any new things, or?
In the future, I want to be a UX UI designer. So I met one of those at SEP, and we talked, and she shared me her number. Also, she was, like, you know, a woman. And, like, there's barely any woman technology field, so it was nice to see that. Also, we got to job shadow, like, software engineers.
Well, that's very interesting. And, yeah, I can imagine that it would be, like, empowering to see like another female, just because I would understand that there wouldn't, like, you know, when fields don't really have women, it's just like a whole new experience, because it just makes you feel much better that there's other people doing it besides you, you know.
Yeah, because in like STEM fields, technology and engineering, there's not really a lot of like women, or like, you know, diverse.
Yeah, diversity.
Yeah, but there's more than other workplace fields. And in computer science, there's a lot more, too. But it's nice to see, like, in women in, like, you know, in my field and doing the same thing I'm doing.
So is there anything you would like to, like, talk about computer science, or you feel like you should bring up?
No, that's it. Oh, well, in computer science, you don't really have to take the class. Like, computer science is something you can learn on your own, just online. Like, there's plenty of people who do it, like, by themselves, without taking any classes at all. And they get hired.
Well, on that note, do you think being in the class has impacted you, like, in a big way? Like, has it changed things for you?
I think it opened up a lot for me because in computer science, there's so many, like, topics you can cover. There's software engineering. There's, like, the creative aspect, which is, like, you know, UI, UX. And then there's, like, you know, there's marketing. And there's cybersecurity. And there's different fields. So once, you know, I took the first computer science class, I realized what I wanted to do in that, you know, broad topic.
So what would you say has been the hardest thing for you? Like being in the class and just learning?
In my AP computer science class, there's only one. So it's all boys and another girl. So there's only two girls in the class. So it's kind of hard to relate to the other guys because they're like seniors and like they they just really like computer science and always been interested in it. I think most of them know like other languages like Python or like, I don't know exactly. So
that's crazy. Do you guys have like different languages for computer science?
Oh yeah, there's like tons and tons of languages like Python, HTML, CSS plus. There's also Bootstrap. There's like a lot. I can't name all of them. But yeah, and we're learning Java together. But it's hard because like all of them know all these other languages, and I only know HTML, C++, which is like more the creative ones. So yeah, and it's just hard to relate to them, but I get along with them nicely.
So what would you like to see happen in computer science?
More girls. Just more girls in like joining computer science class. In computer science one, there's like 10, I think, so that's good. We've been getting more this year.
Well, that's really good to hear, but do you have anything else to say?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruby, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, guys, you guys can stay tuned for another episode of Warren's World next week. Thank you so much for Ruby for coming in and doing two interviews with me. You guys can both listen to the one previously where we talked about NHS, or we have this one, which you're currently listening to, but we'll have more coming up next week for you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Warren's World with me, DJ Jules.